Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are going to finish up where we left off yesterday, and the topic yesterday, of course, was your half-year review. Julie, welcome to today's show. Oh, you know what? That's very interesting, Julie. What else would you like to say? Hold on. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
You just said something really incredibly important, didn't you? And we had you on mute.
I tried to, but that's okay. No worries. Looking forward to rounding this out on such an important topic. Yep. We've been doing this with our elite coaching members as well as our premiers. Very important to be introspective this time of year. So are you on track, ahead, or behind? And if you are behind, what caused that and how can we prevent it going forward? If you're on track, let's keep you there. If you're ahead, let's keep you there and avoid complacency because you are ahead. So lots of great questions to get you thinking and planning and taking action. And I've got a quick Facebook shout out and a little review from the book when you're ready.
Go ahead. Do both, please.
All right. So from Laura Barbara, who is a fantastic agent in our premier coaching program in Danville, California, who posted a few days ago that she was getting ready to use the Sharpie clothes on a big and competitive listing appointment. So she went on it and reported back because, you know, you can't just post something like that on Facebook and not expect people to pay attention and be supportive here. Lots of support and people anxiously awaited the results. She posted a couple of days ago, didn't get it signed last night, tried everything, called to confirm, pre-toured the neighborhood, showed up on time, took off my shoes, they had theirs off, toured the house, made presumptive closing statements, et cetera, but just didn't get it quite signed yet. Asked who she interviewed, all of them were mega agents and has a couple more yet to interview. Said she really liked me but wants to make sure she hires the right agent this time and not rush into it. House has been on the market three different times already this year, but they're moving out. Now they're motivated, moving out a couple of days ago. I know I'm the best agent for the job. I really am on top of it. I'm going to drop a thank you card in her mailbox. So on our premier coaching call with Laura, we had talked about following the 7-step listing process, which she did. Today she posted, lots of smiley faces, listing agreement signed today, $2.598 million. Nice job, Laura Barbara, for following through and using the 7-step process and believing in yourself with confidence. She got it, highly competitive, nicely done. So had to give her some love from the Facebook group. And then over to Amazon. If you guys don't have your Harris Rules book yet, you can purchase that or download it. Just a quick review that's from Mitzi R. on Amazon. This book cuts through all the BS out there. It gives you a step-by-step guide to building a solid real estate business. When I don't want to do something in my business, I literally hear Tim say, quote, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level in my head, and it pushes me to go do it. From working out to calling expireds to continuing to push even when it's hard. I also joined the coaching program in January, and I'm so thankful for their guidance. Looking forward to my best year ever. Thank you both, Tim and Julie. So thank you, Mitzi, for posting that. And I thought that would make a great segue, since she's looking forward to the best year ever, to our half-yearly review recap. Back to you.
Well, before we finish what we started yesterday, I think it's important that we tag what Mitzi just said so perfectly, the doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. This week is the perfect example of that. As I'm standing here, looking out my office window, talking with all of you, I'm wondering how many of you guys are actually working. And I know it's not the normal amount because the number of listens we had yesterday to today's show. So that tells me a lot of you are taking time off this week. For those of you who are working, here's what I want you to do. Let the other people waste time not working this week. Why you need to take an entire week off for the 4th of July is beyond me. Do this. I want you to call their expireds. Call expireds. Because the change of the month just happened. Today is the 3rd of July. I promise you in your market, June 30th and July 1st, there were a lot of expireds, but there's going to be good expireds all through this week. And what are we seeing? Agents aren't working. I'm telling you that right now, agents are not working. But we also know that civilians, right, those people who had their listings expire, they're not working either. Lots of them are taking tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and obviously the weekend off for the 4th of July. I would strongly encourage you, Mitzi, maybe I'm just talking with you right now, but for the rest of you listening, between 100 and 200,000 of you listen every day, I strongly encourage you to pick up the phone and call expireds this week. And look, do not play the little, I was about to use a bad word, but I won't. Yeah, I will. Don't play the little bullshit game that there are no expireds. You just need to expand outside of your immediate 5-mile circumference. You need to expand the price range. You need to stop being so particular. Go to the MLS. Do this. I challenge all of you to do this. Go to the MLS, and if you don't know how to do this, figure it out. It's not hard. And I want you to run all the expireds for the last 6 months in your entire MLS. Now, granted, if you work in a really big area, you're not going to be working the entire MLS, but I want you to see how many there are. Even in the hottest markets, you're going to see expireds. Those expireds, we know statistically, most of those people, virtually all of them, listeners, relist within the first, 6 months. Virtually all of them go back for sale. Even though when you call them, virtually all of them say the same thing. We're going to hold the house off the market. We're keeping with the same agent. Statistically, neither one of those things are true. How about that? So if you know what to say and how to say it, you are going to make a fortune this week calling expireds. Expired listings are perfect for those of you who are wanting to put your feet into the deep end and take listings now. What do you know about them? They, generally speaking, have to sell. Perfect. They're willing to pay a commission because they're previously listed. Perfect. You know that they are willing to list the house. They don't have some FSBO mindset. Perfect. You guys get my point? They're probably going to be moving up or moving down, so there's going to be another transaction on the other side of that. Perfect! And yet, how many of you aren't going to call them because of all the usual Mickey Mouse that's floating around in your head? Oh, there's something wrong with the listing. Oh, I don't want to be seen as a salesperson. No. Okay, look, cut all that out, and let's focus on the facts. You don't want to call them because you don't know what to say. That's fine. Learn what to say. It's easy. It really is, guys. It's the same conversation with every single expired. They say the same things, almost the exact same order every single time. Julie and I prospected. We actually did what we're asking you to do so we know it works. You need to seriously take advantage of this week and let all the other agents out there be lazy. You work. And then not only because you're doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do at the highest level, you'll have what others can only dream of having faster in your life and at higher levels than you never thought possible because you're willing to do what they weren't willing to do when they weren't willing to do it. Remember the key words in that whole phrase, though, to make it work for you. It's at the highest level. The at the highest level part is really the most important part. Doing it, you know, we always like to use Orange Theory as an example. There's people that show up to Orange Theory that don't even get a bead of sweat on their foreheads. Why the hell did you go? Why are you wasting your time? Don't even bother going if you're not going to work out. So they're going. So they're doing what they didn't want to do, probably when they didn't want to do it, but they're not doing it at the highest level. They're fakers. A lot of you guys fall prey of that. You will say, well, I tried, didn't work out. You know, I tried 10 years ago, 20 years ago, call expired and didn't work out. I didn't take any listings. Come on, please, folks, listen to what your coach or maybe where your future coaches are telling you. There's still time to make this your best year ever. If you don't have the gumption to do it for the current version of you, like if the current version of you is coming up with more excuses you can possibly imagine not to call the expireds, do this for the future version of you. So go take some listings, set yourself up some income that'll come in over the next 6 months from the expireds that you take, or the relationships you get started from the expired calls you'll make this week, you'll end up taking those listings this month and into next month. And then in many markets, that means you're going to have a fantastic third quarter. You're going to have a fantastic holiday season. This is how you think if you want to basically make your business and your life better consistently, opposed to just in spurts. So look, for those of you who are sitting at the beach right now and you're basically watching the sand roll between your toes and you're saying, and you're feeling a little anxious because I just made you nervous because you realize you're missing opportunity, here's what I honestly think. Good. And it's not too late for you to pick up the phone because you're listening to me or Julie right now on your Android or on your mobile phone, your iPhone. So chances are you can also basically find some expireds on your MLS app, and you can at least make 3 contacts while you're sitting there you know, watching the birds fly by. Seriously? You think that's a lot of work? It's not. Use our scripts, guys. We've already done all the heavy lifting for you. Don't make this more complicated than it needs to be. If you're not yet in the Premier Coaching Program, and Julie said this yesterday, how many of you guys listen to us every day and you, like, you get your charge and you're saying, okay, this is great, I'm getting a lot of good, useful information, but you haven't taken the next step to become Premier Coaching members? Why? What's holding you back? It's not the price. It's not the terms. It's not why. What's holding you back? And I'll tell you, I'll answer my own question. Because you know, if you were to become one of our coaching clients, we would hold you accountable. The system would hold you accountable. The private Facebook group, which is full of other people experiencing success, would hold you accountable to doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level. So the only reason why you wouldn't join Premier Coaching, the only reason you wouldn't, it's not the money, it's not the terms, it's nothing like that. It's because you're not truly serious about your business. If you're listening to us, chances are you listen to us at least 3 or 4 times a week. We know that. So you're a good, loyal listener, but you haven't enrolled yet? Why? What's holding you back? Look, if you guys want to talk to me directly or Julie directly about what's holding you back, feel free to email us, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. If you want to take the next step and you want to have a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Okay, Julie, let's finish out today's notes.
Yes, so if you guys missed the first half, just go to realestatecoachingradio.com and get the first half of the show so that I don't have to recap it. We're up to point number 9 on our discussion of your half-yearly review. Point number 9, how will you be accountable to the goals that we've already discussed? Remember that one of the conversations was you are looking back December 31st, what will you be the most proud of? So you have to define what those things are, and then we move on to the accountability of it. How will you be accountable to the goals? One of my favorite ways as a coach to do that is to make sure that you're using whiteboards. Your whiteboards trace your profitability from beginning to end, from when something's a lead all the way to closing. Why do we track that primarily? Because the rest of your goals probably cost some money one way or another, or they cost time, which you could argue also costs you money. So track things visually, and you're about 9 billion times more likely to actually achieve. Some of you have different apps and things like dashboards, which help you track other critical items. Like Mint.com is perfect to track your money with. That's a great dashboard to put everything there. Maybe you've got investment properties, you've got different IRA accounts, you've got, of course, cash and savings. It even tracks your credit cards when you're being charged. It'll catch double billing, all kinds of cool stuff, but it's at a glance. Mint.com would maybe take you an afternoon to set up, okay? I set it up for all of our businesses in about an afternoon, okay? So use something visual is the point. It's not that I don't think you can use a spreadsheet or log into all these other things. That's great, but out of sight, out of mind will bite you in the butt one way or another. So whiteboards, dashboards, dream boards, Mint.com for money. How else are you going to be accountable to, say, your physical goal? Tim mentioned Orange Theory Fitness. Be accountable to going somewhere and getting that coaching on the fitness level. And I'll tell you the best byproduct of that. I was just thinking about yesterday, all the real estate deals we hear about, just in the 10 minutes we wait to go into that class. And that's only talking about real estate lightly, okay? I mean,
and we don't sell real estate, just so you guys are clear. Jules and I don't sell real estate anymore. We haven't had licenses in years. And what she's saying is just by going to Orange Theory and standing before you get into the class, there's only like 25 people standing there, 24, I think, actually, and we're two of them. You hear everywhere. I mean, we literally heard two people who have houses to sell in the probably 500 ranges that are both looking in the 750 probably million range, just as we were sitting there. You know, and how many opportunities will you guys have if you just basically start taking some action? Everywhere you go forever, you are going to be surrounded by people that either want to buy, sell, rent, lease, invest, something in real estate. If you're out there, if you're not, if you're sitting around Facebooking and you're liking people's pages and you're not actually doing the real work, then you're not going to make any money. You're going to miss the opportunity that is this, the gift that this business is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So don't be a secret agent. The saying is, secret agents have skinny kids. Okay, so get out there. Point number 10, what are the immediate steps required to take action on your most important goals for this year? Maybe your financial goal was to get a 6-month reserve or a 5-year reserve or to pay something off. Are you doing that incrementally with discipline off of every single commission check that you make? Or are you just waiting for the big one to be able to do that savings goal or that payoff goal or that investment goal? What are the immediate steps required? Maybe some of you listening are behind on your taxes and need to set something up with that. Maybe you need to lose 30 pounds and have been avoiding that. What are the steps? If you just think about the 30 pounds, you're probably not going to take action. But if you think about just signing up for Orange Theory or whatever it's going to be and going, that's one little tiny micro mini step. If you just go to the bank today and set up a dedicated savings account where you're not commingling with what you're going to send for taxes, and you just do that, just go set up the account. That's the first step. That way, the next time you get paid and you're making that deposit, it's already set up and you can take the next step, which is funding that particular savings account or that goal. If you've always wanted to have the best Christmas for your family and you can come up with how that would happen, what it's going to take, maybe that means going someplace. Maybe it just means finally being able to afford paying cash and not throwing it on a credit card for gifts for your kids and your family. What's the next step? Well, figure out what it's going to cost and how you're going to do it. Write it down. Mini actionable steps. You know, the difference between somebody who is actually motivated and gets stuff done and somebody who's complacent is the ability to break it down into bite-sized pieces. If you're not going to do that, you know, getting to the finish line is a lot harder. You've got to go through the steps to get there. So what are the steps required? Point number 11, how many, and this is related to that, how many real work days are left this year versus what you think are work days? Cross out vacation days and circle real work days so you're clear on the actual time you have to meet or exceed your goals. Now, we talk about this all the time. Some of you guys like to go all hardcore and I'm going to work on Thanksgiving. I don't care what anybody else says. Well, you know, good for you, but nobody else is. You're not going to make a whole lot of business come together on that day. So I used to call those sanctioned real estate holidays where nobody really expects you to work and they're going to be hard to find and get a hold of, right? So start with your own vacation days, your own weekends. If you've got kids going back to school, you know that week's going to probably be a bit of a week off. Around Halloween, around Thanksgiving, between Christmas and New Year's, cross it out. You're probably not going to be as productive then, even if you want to be. Then, you know, figure in some long holiday weeks. I know there's certain, you know, work days that kids have off of school that you've got to be home. And you're going to find that though it looks like 6 months of, quote, work days, you might only have 90 to 120 days that are real dollar productive days. So that should get you to work faster and more efficiently. As they say in the Midwest, make hay while the sun shines. That's what figuring out your actual real work days are about. Okay, so even if you live on a beach, make hay, well, let's see, I don't know, make sandcastles while the sun shines, something like that. Get to work on real work days. That way, when you have the other days crossed out, you can actually enjoy them because, you know, you weren't living in the gray area. So next, related to all this goal setting, number 12, excuse elimination plan. What is holding you back? How can you disallow that to continue? What are your excuses du jour? Not enough time, don't have an assistant, I'm with the wrong broker. Just eliminate those excuses. You're not allowed to recycle them. Sometimes with coaching clients, we'll just take a call to write down all of those excuses. I'm too old, I'm too tired, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough assistance, whatever it is. Some of you guys can come up with like 20 or 25 excuses without even repeating any. It's incredible. Then you read them out loud so you can hear how ridiculous some of them sound, especially the ones you've been using for year after year. And then you rip them up, and the exercise is to flush them to the sewer where they belong. Once you've done that, every time you think of your excuse and you're about to use it, you remember that you flushed them. It's a great visualization. So have some fun with that, excuse elimination. Anything you want to add to that, Tim? Just trying to add a little drama so they'll remember.
Well, no, you're doing good. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, right? I mean, at the end of the day, this all comes back to the same thing. You know, Julie, I'll tell you where my mind was going as I was listening to you, though. Yeah, what were you and I reading, or what was it? Oh, you know what? We were listening to the book. Guy, Julie and I are listening to a book. We just finished it called The Alchemist. It's been out forever, and it's, you know, more of a fable kind of thing. But it's a fun book to listen to while you're going on long drives, which you do often when you live in Texas. So it's called The Alchemist. In any event, one of the one of the tenets of this journey that this guy goes through in the book is to accept the fact that humans in general make simple things complicated, and there seems to be a tendency for virtually all simple things to be made more complicated over time. And he sort of talked about, gave examples. Now, read the book. I won't bore you with the specifics in the book, how they demonstrated this. But think in your own life. I mean, why is it that, for example, this is the one that always kind of, I have to say, this is an emotional one, really, if you think about it. Think about food, okay? Think about all the complexity that we're led to believe it is eating, right? Think about that. Think about all the conflicting information. Think about all the government studies. Think about all the ways that your mama and your grandma told you to eat. Think about how you eat yourself. Think about the food labels. Think it is ridiculously complicated. Okay? There it is. What can you do about that? How can you cut through all that and to know the truth about what you should actually be eating nutritionally? How do you know where to turn? Well, I'll tell you what we did, and it changed our lives. It's probably about 20 years ago now, we discovered Atkins for Life. Now, here's what happened. This is the truth. We discovered Atkins for Life, and at the time, there was a huge, organized, I don't even know what you want to call it, the food industry, the government, everybody was trying to basically shout down the low-carb way of living. Now, what is it, 20, 25 years later, you're looking at a wide acceptance of the fact that low-carb is the way to live. And yet, how many of you are still conflicted about that? Why are you still conflicted about that? Think about all the, like, just as I'm talking about food, it's one of these things that people hold near and dear to their hearts because it is, this food is more psychology than it is essentially feeding your body. So what you need to think about is you are probably literally making yourself fat. When you put certain types of fake food in your body does not know what it is, and it makes it into blubber. It makes it into fat. Right now, you are probably consuming something that is your body's going to go WTF, and it's going to make it into fat. That is what has happened with the modern with the foods that people eat. Look, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's don't look to somebody to blame. Don't the government is just as they're the ones that came up with this bad suggestions on the bad science behind the modern way of that Americans think about eating. And then who cares? Doesn't matter. See what I'm saying? Don't worry about the complexity of it. There's a book that we discovered that's been out again for a few years, but it really does a masterful job telling about the whole history of why the food industry, why the government, the people behind it, the whole thing. It reads like a crime novel practically of, in essence, why Americans are the fattest people on the face of the earth and have a tendency to develop some of these crazy diseases that come from being fat. So you need to read this book, and here's what the book will do. It will give you permission to completely and summarily reject all your bad thinking about food. When you do that, here's what's going to happen. Your everything will improve. Notice I didn't give you a list because the answer is everything. Your fitness ability will improve. Your health will improve, obviously. Your skin will improve. Your hair will improve. Your energy level will improve. Your sex life will improve. Your everything will improve because what you're doing is you're feeding the body your body what it truly wants. Julie, name of the book?
The Big Fat Surprise. And don't ask me the author's last name because it's hard to spell, but it's very easy to find on Amazon.
Yeah, we listened to it. Another one of the books we listened to in our long drives. But listen to Big Fat Surprise and do yourself a favor. If you're going to our event the end of July, by the way, that's one of the books it's suggested reading. It will be a discussion topic at the event. But you absolutely positively – no, okay. So you're saying to me, I'm confused about what I should eat. Should I do Jenny Craig? Should I do these other things? Too much information overload. Why is it that you're choosing to be overwhelmed with too much information? Because I want you to reframe it and think like that. You're actually making the choice to be overwhelmed and confused about what you should be doing about food. And I'm going to answer my own question. You ready? It's because you're looking for ways to procrastinate making a decision that you're not ready to make. That's what it is. So our egos intentionally overcomplicate simple decisions so that we don't actually have to then do what we don't want to do and we don't want to do it at the highest level. How about that? How about that? That's the truth. The same thing goes with working out. Like people will ask, Julie and I are in our 40s. We don't look like we're in our 40s. or late 40s, if you want to be technically correct. And people will be surprised, and they'll say, well, what are you guys doing? And we're like, let's see. We exercise every day, and we don't eat shit. We don't smoke. You know, we put on sunscreen every day. We do the things you already know you're supposed to be doing. Well, now this is the reaction. I heard some sunscreens are bad for you because they block the vitamin D. And then some sunscreens have, and the FDA hasn't approved the types of sunscreens that they sell. And I mean, we've had these conversations before with people. It's like, why are you overly complicating it? Is it because then you don't want to have to make a decision about something as simple as wearing sunscreen? See how this is all silly? And so then you go into like prospecting, you go into generating leads, you go into making money. Same exact complexity likes to rear its ugly head and make the simplest things seem complicated. I'll give you an example. I want all of you to treat this week like it's a sacred week. Call it Expired Palooza and drill down on making at least, you know, pick your desired number of transactions you want to do for the rest of the year. If you want to do another 10 transactions the rest of this year, I want you to make 10 solid contacts every single day this week. Oh, it's a holiday. Oh, it's complicated. So this is where it's going to creep in. Listen to what's going on here because this is what you're thinking. Oh, I'm going to piss people off because I'm calling during the 4th of July. Oh, I'm going to make people mad. Oh, well, they do not call us. Well, what is this, the other thing? What about the other thing? And then next thing you know, you're like, screw that. I'm not doing it. You see what you just did? You see what you allowed to just happen? You talked yourself out of it. You made it too complicated. All I asked you to do is pick up the phone and make some contacts. Your ego basically figured out a very crafty way of making something very simple seem very complicated. How many other things in your life are you treating like that? Like everything? You know, saving money, building wealth. It's not complicated, guys. People have been doing it for a long damn time. If you even have a slightly above average IQ, hell, an average IQ, you could be a millionaire. It's not that difficult. You know, save more than you spend, invest what you save into things that will produce passive income and appreciate, ideally real estate. Not complicated. All of you can become millionaires. And yet, you made it too complicated. You've overanalyzed it. Why do you do that? Because you're trying to create excuses not to take the first step. Julie, anything you want to say about this? I know you have to get to your call.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is very simple. And I think that the hardest thing is to catch yourself when you start off with, well, I can't because. You're probably not going to stop yourself from using those mental excuses in the first place, but you can catch yourself once you hear that. And that's why I like the rip up the excuses exercise, because it's a physical action which seeds it in your brain. Hey, wait a minute, I ripped up those excuses. I can't be using that. And that's why we use the saying, do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at a high level. We're not saying figure out how to want to do it, because that's unlikely. You know, the joke is, oh, I love to prospect. Said no one ever, right? I mean, keeping it real, yes, you do have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, but at the highest level. And I go back to Laura Barbara's post on Facebook. She didn't just show up for the listing. She bookended that with showing up early, sending the pre-listing package, following up, giving them a thank you card, not giving up, continuing to follow up until she had that listing. That's the doing it at the highest level part. As you said about the people who show up to Orange Theory and just kind of walk and chat, and I use that in the new book, by the way. Those, what do we call them? The walk and talkers, right? So, yeah, they did the first part, but they didn't do the rest of it. You've got to do the rest of it. So it's not that we believe that you can eliminate the not wanting to do something. That's unrealistic. I never want to go to Orange Theory. I have not once woken up saying, oh, my God, I cannot wait to go and practically die on the treadmill. Okay? That's not going to happen. But I still give it all I've got now that I know how to do that. That's the difference. So you'll probably still have those excuses. It's what you do with the second thought after you have it. So point number 13, we'll wrap up here. What will you do today to take your first steps towards the rest of your year being the best year ever? And point number 14, our last point, what does it take for you to be super focused and successful? What does that feel like? What's it look like? When was the last time it happened? And how would you operate right now, starting today, if you knew you could do it? Let's reframe that and send them off into the wild to take action. I've got to get to my next call. Back to you.
Yeah, great way for us to round the bend. So listen, guys, happy 4th of July. Happy Expired Palooza. Make this something other than just basically an excuse to sit around and eat hot dogs and drink beer. Do celebrate the 4th of July. Do celebrate with your family. But that is not a week-long affair, is it? I don't care where you are in the world. You guys can pick up the phone and make some expired calls. Leverage the opportunity. Remember, you're working for the, Julie and I, when we have something good happen in our lives today, it's a doesn't matter what it is type thing. We'll always thank Past Tim and Julie, and we literally say it. Thanks, Past Tim and Julie. When we get a report that one of the rental properties that we bought 25 years ago is worth three times what we paid for it. Thanks, Past Tim and Julie. Current Tim and Julie haven't really done anything. They just basically are, living off the benefit of our ambitions and our efforts from, forever ago. You guys need to be doing the same things. And you need to be thinking in terms of 30, 60, 90, 6 months from now. Think in terms of the future version of you. What is that future version is going to thank the current version of you for? Sitting around on the beach, drinking beer and having hot dogs? Is that version of you going to be thanking you in December when there isn't enough money to buy and to spoil your family for Christmas? You guys getting what I'm saying here? It really does come back down to doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. Please take this very seriously. If you guys need us for anything at any time, you can always get a hold of us at tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. And remember, guys, this podcast is all about you. It's for you. If you have any specific show topic ideas, please do feel free to email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, and I'll forward those on to our show producer. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.